I'm Duncan.
And I'm Papa.
And you're listening to
Duncan and Papa. All right, buddy, what is your question for me tonight?
I'm actually changing my name to 340 and you're 4.
All right, 340, what is your question for 4 tonight?
If you make a cave in the woods, what would it be inside?
What would be inside? So if I made a cave in the woods, what would be inside? Well, I think before I take over that cave, there might be a bear in there. A bear with a loose
tooth.
Maybe. And how would I get that bear to leave and let me take over the cave, or at least borrow it?
Ask it.
That's one way. What if I gave it popcorn chicken?
Maybe.
What about a giant lollipop?
Maybe.
That could work. Maybe a Nintendo Switch. Maybe your Nintendo Switch.
No.
No?
No.
Can the bear borrow it?
No.
Why not?
How about you get...
I have to buy one?
No, get one for next Christmas and then give it to that bear.
Just to get the cave?
Yeah.
Okay, that's one option. So if I... Well, I guess your question was made a cave, not steal or take a cave away from someone else. Or I should say your question, not her question. Because Mama doesn't write your questions, does she?
She does.
Very much. So if I made a cave in the woods, what would be inside? Well, I think I would have to put a fire in there to keep me warm.
Yeah.
Right? And a shower so that I could bathe. Right?
Yeah.
And a fridge to keep all of my drinks, my juice.
Definitely a TV and a Nintendo, so you could watch videos and play on the Nintendo.
And a big pillow like this one, so I can lie down comfy, right?
Yeah.
What else? Maybe an air purifier, so that the air is nice and clean inside of my cave?
Yep.
Maybe a Nest thermostat, so I can control the temperature outside but inside my cave?
Yeah.
What else? We're going to need a garage for the cars, right?
Yeah.
Are we just building a normal house and not a cave?
Yeah, you're just building a normal house.
Yeah, it turned out that way. Okay. Well, I guess I'm going to stay here, and I'm not going to make a cave in the woods. Is that okay?
No.
I have to go to the woods?
Just joking. Not for real life.
Okay. Thanks, buddy. Well, that is my answer, and I'm staying home. Are you ready for my question?
Yeah. 4-4.
Okay, my question is about the outdoors as well. If you took our new flashlight, that big one we bought, into the tree park up the street, you know where all the trees are? Where you go to catch Pokemon? We walked through it once before. So if you took our big new flashlight into that tree park late at night, what do you think you would find in there?
I know there's a fox.
You think a fox lives in there?
Yeah, because there was a sign that said there was a fox in it.
I have a feeling it was a politician that was running for the last term, and they put a flyer around warning us about wolves, not foxes.
Maybe.
What else do you think is in there? You walked in there and didn't have the flashlight on, and you switched it on, what would you see around you?
Blocks of trees.
Yeah. I should say, it doesn't have to be in the winter time. So when it's warmer out, there might be more things in there. What do you think might be in there?
Lots of leaves and trees.
Yeah. Anything stinky?
Skunks.
I think so.
Yep.
And Ferrero Rocher?
What is that?
Those are delicious chocolates. I feel like we've talked about this on a previous episode.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, would those be in there?
No.
Yeah, absolutely not. I don't know why I suggested that. I'm just kind of craving them. What else? What would be in
Do
the forest?
You feel me texting
I feel you tickling my neck under a pillow. Give me one more thing. What would be one really funny thing to find in that tree park in the dark of the night?
An adult hunting for stuff.
Okay. I was going to say a giraffe and a hot tub. A giraffe in a hot tub in a tree forest up the street.
Not possible.
Why not? Did you know my cousin is a giraffe?
No.
Yeah.
Your cousin is not a giraffe.
Yeah. You haven't met my cousin before. Do you know my cousin's name?
No.
Pete?
Pete?
Pete, we call him... No, wait, my cousin's name is Nick. We call him Necky Nick because he has a long neck. Because sometimes I call him Pete, but that's just a joke between us, you know. Two of us having fun, having a laugh. Yeah, but Necky Nick, was that what his name was? Is that what I said, Nick?
Yeah.
Yeah, my cousin, Necky Nick, who's a giraffe. He has a hot tub at his house, so maybe he would put one in the forest, in the trees. Do you want to meet my cousin, Necky Nick?
Yeah.
He's a giraffe.
Yeah.
Did I say that?
Yeah.
Yeah, Necky Nick is a giraffe. Can you say his name, Necky Nick?
No.
Say Nick.
Necky.
Necky Nick?
Necky.
Because he has a long neck. That's why we call him Necky Nick. He's a giraffe.
How about Necky, 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 Nick?
I like that. Maybe when we go see our family on Saturday, he'll be there. Would that be good?
Giraffes don't fit in houses.
Well, if they bend down or duck, you know. That's how they walk through doors. That's my question for tomorrow's episode. How do giraffes walk through doors? Anyways, I may or may not have a cousin that's a giraffe, but it's been nice chatting with you. Should we do this again tomorrow?
People actually don't have cousins that are giraffes.
Well, I bet a giraffe has a cousin that's a giraffe.
Yeah.
You ever think about that?
People have cousins that are people.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe a human would marry a giraffe one day.
Nope.
No?
Nope.
A cousin by marriage?
Nope.
No.
No.
Tomorrow, do this again?
Tomorrow, do this again.
See ya, see ya, bye-bye.
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 Stop copying me.
Stop copying me.
Please throw out the switch.
Please do not throw out the switch.
Bye-bye.